Last year, Sleeping Bear Dunes ranked 13th out of more than 100 national parks, lakeshores, and recreation areas for the number of search and rescue operations. In a report out today, MLive's Heidi Fenton found there were 47 search and rescue operations conducted to help out 61 people at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. This number of rescue operations was higher than the number of rescues at Olympic National Park or Mount Rainier or even Yellowstone. If you've been to Sleeping Bear Dunes, and if you haven't, I highly recommend it. But if you've been, you wouldn't think there would be that many threatening situations. Not enough that you'd need to be rescued, but apparently you'd be wrong. Joe Lukowski is a park ranger at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, and he joins us now. So what kind of trouble can you get into at Sleeping Bear Dunes?
Well, good afternoon, Lester. You can get into plenty of trouble, especially on hot days like today. People take off hiking across the sand dunes, and the sand dunes reflect the heat. There's no shade to be found. There's no water out there. And they underestimate the amount of time it will take them to get to an overview or to the water and just get into trouble, get in over their heads by not being properly prepared for the hike they're on.
So heat exhaustion and so forth. So are there problem areas in the lakeshore?
We have some areas that see more rescues and searches than other areas, being the area of the Dune Trail, and then also along the Pierce Stocking Scenic Drive, one of our overlooks. People tend to go down from the top, which takes 10 minutes, but then have difficulty getting back up. The hike up can take about 2 hours if you're not prepared for it.
I know with all the lake breeze and the soft sand, I can see why people could easily fool themselves into thinking it's not really a problem. Is that usually the case, or do you often have people who are just out there doing foolish things like, I don't know, taking a tumble all the way down the dunes to the water's edge?
We will occasionally have the tumble, but most of it is people just overestimating their abilities and underestimating the difficulty that it does take to hike through the sand and the heat. The sand is just an oven, and you get out there for 3 hours with no shade, not enough water. Most people don't have shoes. Some of the males won't wear shirts. They just get extremely sunburned, dehydrated. That will lead to heat exhaustion, potential heat stroke, and other complications.
Tell me about some of the more complicated rescues you've had to make.
Most of the complicated rescues typically involve Lake Michigan. Lake Michigan, as you well know, never heats up to any decent temperatures, and people tend to try and paddle out to North or South Manitou Islands because they look so close, but in reality, they're quite some distance away. You need to be a very experienced kayaker. Weather changes, wind changes. You need to be prepared for that. And the complicated rescues will be on Lake Michigan, where we just have a vague idea that a kayaker's in the water, a kayaker's missing, and that requires a huge influx of people and resources to help us locate and then rescue that individual.
Joe Lukowski is a park ranger at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, which last year ended up being one of the top national parks for the number of search and rescue missions. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Lester. Have a good afternoon.